Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we'll once again turn our attention to the first epistle of St. John, chapter 3, reading this morning verses 1 and 2. The world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, the name which is above every name, dear friends in Christ. In 1950, a Louisiana businessman and his wife were visiting the city of London, and they attended an art auction and bought a painting for about $120 entitled Salvator Mundi, or Savior of the World. It was a depiction of Christ holding a transparent orb in his left hand. It was said to be done by a student of Da Vinci, but that couldn't be proven, and that's why the price was relatively low. Turns out it wasn't by Da Vinci's student. Art experts later authenticated it as a work of Leonardo da Vinci himself. And last fall, that same painting was sold at auction at Sotheby's in London for almost $500 million. Sometimes the real value of something precious can go unnoticed for a long, long time. And then suddenly its true value is revealed. But you don't have to wait. The Salvator Mundi, the Savior of the world, already belongs to you, or rather, you belong to him. And your exalted status is revealed in the wonderful name he's bestowed on you. This morning, once again, we consider the theme, Child of God is the most revealing name of all. That precious name reveals just how much God loves us, as we discussed last week. But it also reveals how little the world knows us. John says, therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Have you noticed how unbelievers just don't get Christians? No one who is not a Christian himself can really understand what a Christian is. On the outside, we look the same as they do, so they take it for granted that we're essentially the same kind of people, other than our naive set of religious idiosyncrasies and superstitions, they reason, we're pretty much the same. Of course, nothing could be further from the truth. Scripture tells us we're not like them at all. Paul says in 2 Corinthians, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Yes, on the outside we look the same. John says, it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But inside we're different. We're children of God, reborn through faith in Christ, and that's a radical change. In calling us his children, God has separated us out of the world. The world didn't understand Jesus, and it doesn't understand us for the same reasons. Jesus told his disciples, if you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. We shouldn't really expect the world to understand us or to love us. We're God's children. We're these new creatures. We're as different from them as if we had been born in another world, which from one point of view, we were. One thing's for certain. We're certainly destined for another world, aren't we? Another reason why Child of God is the most revealing name of all is because it reveals how great a glory awaits us. John says, beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. In 1987, the largest diamond in the world was discovered in the Premier Mine in Pretoria, South Africa. The Golden Jubilee weighs 545 carats and is worth an estimated $12 million. What's interesting about it is that its great value wasn't immediately recognized. Before it was cut and polished, it just looked like a big brown rock. In fact, it didn't get its name, Golden Jubilee, until after it had been cut. Before that, it was simply referred to as unknown brown. My Christian friends, to the world, you may look like unknown brown. They may even call you unknown brown. But that's not what you really are. For God has given you a different name, far better even than Golden Jubilee. The name he's bestowed on you is Child of God. John says, "It has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." What a great future glory is now concealed in this drab human flesh that you and I have. One writer put it this way, "Not yet has God made a public display of the glory that belongs to his children, the inheritance incorruptible, unstained, unfading, reserved for us in heaven. Not yet do we wear the white robes, and not yet does the crown of glory sparkle on our brow. These jewels are invisible to the physical eyes." But you're wearing them. You're wearing them right now. And the day is coming when those jewels will be revealed, and the glory of the children of God will be clear for all to see. What kind of glory will the children of God have in heaven? We don't know really an awful lot about heaven, but John gives us clues as to what that glory will be like. He says, "We shall be like him," like Jesus. "We'll have a glorified body like his. We'll be sinless and righteous and holy like him, no longer burdened with that stubborn, aggravating, sinful flesh. The day is coming when we will reflect the glory of our Savior. And best of all, perhaps, we shall see him as he is." We've all seen many artists' impressions of what Jesus may have looked like, but of course, that's all mere speculation. The day is coming, however, when all the speculation will be at an end, and the redeemed children of God will meet face to face their Savior, Jesus. We'll finally see what he looks like. Yes. But more important than that, we'll finally know and understand our Lord Jesus just as well as he has always known and understood us. For Paul says, "Now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known." We'll finally be able to thank him properly for the sacrifice he offered on our behalf on Calvary's cross. The sacrifice that accomplished my redemption and your redemption, the sacrifice that closed hell's gates behind us and made the doors of heaven swing open to receive us. May the Lord hasten that glorious day and the final redemption of each child of God. Amen. We conclude this morning with hymn 334.